funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if we was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flat cup passing. He told me he built a time machine. In the flux thing, and I saw everything. Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one. And girls there with round hair, like Star Wars, and float up on the floor. We drove around in a time machine, like what in a film or scene. Yeah, he said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And you're great.
Welcome back, everybody, to the future. It may not be the year 3000, but it is the year 2026. And I'm so, so happy to be back on this show. It's so fun. It's my favorite thing to do. I'm joined, as very often and nearly always, by my friend David McNamara.
Hello, hello, hello. Here to save the show again. Happy New
Year. If you keep doing that, it's going to be done. I mean, I think we might start like a joint situation.
It's possible. Rumors have circulated.
But I'm not going to let it happen if you keep doing that. I run this place.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do the bureaucratic stuff. I bring the taste, the charisma,
I do
the
all
personality.
Of that. I do all of it. Okay. I think David said he wanted to do New Year's resolution, so we're going to do that and not play music.
No.
I guess.
Music, the music will come soon.
Okay, go. What's your first one?
I'm doing my New Year's resolutions first.
Go.
Well, I did not have a lot of New Year's resolutions because in the past they haven't worked very well. But mainly, I think my top two would be to drink more and cut off all my day ones, and that includes you, Mason. Now you go.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is real. I don't know why. This was your idea. This is... Okay, I'll give my real ones.
Yes,
okay, first one. Real. This is real, and I have not... I've committed to this so far. Completely cut AI out of my life.
Mm.
And I have so far done that. Turned it off on Apple, turned it off on Google. Now, no chat GPTing anything. I'm done, right? Second one. Go to the gym more. No, everybody says that. And third one, eat more... eat better.
Yes.
That's real.
Yeah.
What?
I went to Whole Foods today and got some yogurt, and I'm feeling like I'm feeling yogurt. Powerful.
Yogurt is the one.
Anyway, we're gonna this is the banter can go on forever. Let's play some music.
Whatever. Okay.
This is what the people are here for.
I'm gonna do one really quick. My idea for this show originally was kind of just to do the songs that have been going multi-platinum in my Subaru Outback back in
Subaru.
LA.
Shout out Subaru.
Shout out LA. Shout out both Subarus and LA.
Get slandered at Tufts too often. It's a tragedy.
David and I
tragedy.
Are both 18-year-old LA Subaru owners.
Yes.
So that
and proud of it.
And proud of it. Okay.
But go on.
For my first song, I'm going to play kind of an underrated hit from last year. Nobody was really talking about it for some reason, but I think it's so good. Give me a second. I thought it was on this playlist, but it's not. All right. This is
the unprofessionalism that you can often expect from the Mason Hill WMFO show.
Oh, by the way, this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're here. Okay. This is Lonesome is a State of Mind by Joe, a.k.a. Joe Keery, a.k.a. Steve Harrington from Stranger Things. Give it a listen. Now we're in.
Okay.
I'm good at my job.
I'm dialed in. Huge shout out to Conformity Gate, which is one of the most wild instances of group internet schizophrenia that I've seen in a long time. I've heard that Stranger Things finale sucked, but Joe Keery still putting out the hits.
What's going on? Wait.
You've never heard of Conformity Gate, Mason?
I know.
This was a mass hysteric episode where the finale of Stranger Things was so bad.
Oh, I've heard of it.
And so many loose threads.
There's going to be a secret.
That there was going to be a secret ninth episode.
I
hopefully
saw it
in
the theaters.
Yeah, I mean, waste of everything.
I mean,
waste of time,
I
waste of money. Anyway, we're past that. We're back to
Finn Wolfhard. By the way,
big shout out to Finn Wolfhard.
He seems like a chill guy. I want to be friends with Finn.
He was good in Saturday Night. He had a fun cameo in Saturday Night.
Finn, if you're listening, hit me up.
Yeah, to all three people listening. If one of you is Finn Wolfhard. One of three chance.
If I were to guess our three listeners, I'd go Finn Wolfhard, Millie Bobby Brown, and Gaten Matarazzo.
Okay, moving past nostalgia bait and going into actual nostalgia, this is a 80s hit. I had no idea how big it was when I discovered it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I was the one who was under a rock. This is one of the best written songs ever, I think.
I saw an edit of White Lotus to this song.
Sure you did.
It was awesome.
I'm going to get this out of the way. It's Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. I love this song so much.
Come, they come.
All right.
What a song. What a song.
What a song. That was Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. We're trying to kind of cultivate, you know, David had the idea of sticking to this 80s synth vibe that we're on. And I don't know. I don't really have a reason for this. I just like it. I like ABBA a lot. I'm not really ashamed of that fact.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
What
is to be ashamed of is that you did Mamma Mia.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't know if I'm comfortable sharing
this. If you know,
this.
You know. If you
I
know,
was
you
in
know
Mamma
about
Mia.
The Milk and Mamma Mia production.
I was
you
in
know,
Mamma
you know.
Mia. And you know what? It was fun. This is, you
it
know.
Was better. It was better than
much
the,
like the music
recent,
of ABBA.
The most recent Milk and production, but we don't talk about
Wait,
that.
Wait, why? You Whatever. That's such a weird thing to bring on the radio. Anyway, I think much like the music of ABBA, theaters, you know, just like it. You don't have to be like, weirded out by it. Anyway, here's Waterloo by ABBA. Such a fun song.
ABBA. Boom.
ABBA, baby.
Waterloo. And what an amazing high school production Mason was in. It's
sick
so,
of this. I'm, enough. So, I'm turning
incredible.
Your mic off.
Okay, whoa. So there's this little indie movie, nothing crazy.
Shut up.
Called, you probably haven't heard of it, super niche, super indie, super unknown. It's called Marty Supreme. And I watched it a couple weeks ago, and I became a worse person. the best needle drop from that awesome movie, which is set in the 50s and has music from the 80s,
and
is a song
now.
Is so thank you, Mason.
Yeah, thank you.
Is valuable input from my co-host. Is a song that I discovered a couple years ago because it has one of the most perfect intros ever, and from an album that was really cheap at Amoeba Records, so I got it on vinyl. The album is Low Life by New Order, and the song is The Perfect Kiss.
That was the perfect kiss by New Order.
What a song.
We just keep saying, what a song. Welcome to What a Song. I hope people are listening to this.
Oh, I know people are. Shout out Mock Trial. Shout out Team C2.
David's phone is dead, so he doesn't know.
Yeah,
we should address that.
Yeah.
If you're texting David.
If you're spam texting me, Diana, my phone's dead, so there's nothing you can do about it.
And
sorry.
And can somebody text me?
Okay, let's move on to
I'm getting
song
no text.
Before we think about the implications of that too hard, okay?
I'm a lonely man. Okay, next up is I heard this song. I'd obviously heard it before, but I was reminded of it at a Detroit Pistons game. Go Pistons.
Oh, my God.
Detroit basketball. that's what they say at the games. They go, Detroit basketball. It's Poison by Belle Biv DeBoe. Switching up the vibe a little bit.
What a song.
What a song. David's never even heard it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love
wrong
her.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is
you, I take precaution
before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing.
Fellow like the vote getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money in the whole shit. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
Smile.
Poison.
She's dangerous.
yeah, and I can't forget about my boy Lee Brown
and the whole Andy crew.
Nice. That was good. I didn't really remember that part at the end. Alright, we are about halfway through the show.
And you know what that means.
And it's PSA time.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, which one should I do? Okay, let's do
this.
Can
you do this one in an accent?
No.
Yes.
Do you want to?
Yes, I will.
You're going to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
And all, it's only
embarrassing myself is kind of my MO, man.
Do that one. That one's long. This he did this a lot in high school, by the way.
Okay. Summerfield may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Summerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, hike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Pacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
All right, that was Taika Waititi from Jojo
Not
Rabbit.
Even close. That was actually, if you know, you know, that was my Nell Dues. I'm just going to leave it at that. Exactly.
Okay.
Ball.
Okay, next song.
Let me explain this song.
Why?
Well, actually, it's a little hard to explain. So I think
Shut
I'm just gonna let
I'm,
the song.
You are
play.
The worst person in the world. Hard to explain by the Strokes. Play it.
We'll be right back.
we weren't ready.
Spoilers,
we weren't
spoilers,
ready.
Spoilers. Erase that synth section from your mind, and now we intro our quippy banter. Go.
That's, you're putting me on the, well, whatever.
I can go.
I had a special request.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana. For more ABBA. And I'm not going to say no to that.
We compromised. This,
what
I'm
do you
not,
mean we compromised?
I'm not always a huge fan of ABBA. This is my favorite ABBA song. I like it because it's sort of on its like Halloween vibe, and that's where I think ABBA is best in that like
sure
or really
any vibe
awesome kitschy space, kind of a la the Milken Community School's production of Mamma Mia.
You're doxing me. Oh, also, I've had this thought.
Oh boy,
is there a better? This might not apply to everyone listening. I just want to throw it out. Is there a better bar mitzvah song than Dancing Queen?
Mo Bamba? Hello?
No, it's not. I hate...
Okay, anyway...
Here's my hot take, by the
way.
Oh,
boy. This guy's just full of surprises.
Anytime you're at a party, like a... Not like a normal whatever, like...
Spit
like,
it
okay.
out.
So,
spit it out.
Playing songs, playing, like, all the party hits. As soon as goddamn I Got a Feeling...
No.
...by the
no,
Black Eyed Peas...
No.
I'm hitting the snacks.
And, yeah.
I'm hitting the bathroom, frankly.
Yeah. That song's awful.
It's the worst. And everybody's like, the only part I like is when they go, "Chaim, that's funny." Other than that, terrible song.
Okay, can we get to the can we get to the ABBA song?
Yeah,
get out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, this is Lay All Your Love on Me.
Lay All Your Love. We'll be right back. All right. That was Lay All Your Love on Me by ABBA. Second ABBA of the night.
What a song.
Stop. Okay. Next up, maybe this is kind of bridging the gap between the older stuff we've been playing and the new. This is a cover of the Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place. Covered by my favorite band.
My favorite band.
And it's everybody's favorite band, but really it's my
And favorite. We were here first.
And we were here first.
If you weren't here when the 3D Country Singles came out.
Oh, it's Geese.
You're not valid, by the way. It is Geese. This is their cover from a long time ago, I think Projector Era.
Yeah.
Of one of the greatest songs.
Of
This Must Be the Place.
All right.
Let's do it.
Never for money, always for love. Cover.
that I have been playing. I just switched to Apple Music. One of the main reasons I switched to Apple Music.
And he's so excited to let everyone know.
I'm so excited. Is because it's so much easier than Spotify to add, like, local files. Mm. So I'm like, oh, my God. And there's a lot of different features you can do with them. It always was kind of glitchy with Spotify, but I've just been adding, like, all my favorite unreleased stuff. It's awesome.
Only Cameron Winter and
Geese.
It's like covers that they've done, and Emperor 13 and Shades.
And I added the entirety of his Carnegie Hall show.
Oh, my God.
Split up into different
And by songs. The way, getting filmed by Paul Thomas
getting
Anderson.
Filmed.
Okay, let's calm down. Getting filmed by Tall Thomas Anderson. It's going to be incredible. I mean, I can't wait. Anyway.
Do you want to play It All Fell in the River?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess we're going deep into our...
We're going deep.
Deep into our bag here. Is this the Carnegie Hall recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be annoying. This is Cameron Winter live at Carnegie Hall.
Just give me one second.
And I'm supposed to talk and stall while he's pulling it up because this is a completely unprofessional
for sure. Okay.
WMFO show.
Speaking of unprompted, let's play It All Fell in the River by Cameron Winter.
Speaking of unprompted.
It was very prompted. I don't know what I'm talking about ever. Okay. Here's It All
Which
Fell
is why
in the
we
river.
Listen to Cameron Winter. This is It All Fell.
Thank you.
That was Cameron Winter's unreleased song, It All Fell in the River.
What a fantastic song. And all of the unreleased stuff that he's been playing and premiere. Am I supposed to go straight into it?
No, just tell me what.
Oh, it's When the Morning Comes by. This is a song I like Del Hall & Oates. But this is a song I more got into after watching the movie Palm Springs, which Mason glazed.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a great movie, which Mason glazed to no end to me, and I finally caved and watched it. What a fantastic, I mean, probably one of my favorite rom-coms. I mean, really, really refreshing. Anyway, this song plays at the end. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's the coolest. Daryl Hall & Oates, When the Morning Comes. Play it.
Now I'm up in the air with the rain in my hair. I got nowhere to go, I can go anywhere. It'll be alright when the morning comes. Just in passing, I'm not asking that you be anyone but you. When you come home, try to come home alone. It's so much better with two. Now I'm out in the cold and I'm getting old.
Cutting it close with the pause there.
Yeah.
0 seconds to go.
Yeah. Not a very organized person. Okay. For what I was going to have be our last, but we might just bleed over.